Yes. Good morning, good and tag. Welcome once again to Hello Port Harcourt. Now, our first conversation is all about money. It's Tuesday, which I'd like to talk about business and, you know, the office beats here in Port Harcourt. So sit back and let's talk about what is on a lot of people's minds right now. How far have you seen the new Naira note? Now, apart from a few friends of mine in Lagos, and I'm very sure maybe one or two CBN people around here, maybe their friends in Port Harcourt, I haven't seen the newly designed or redesigned Naira notes in Port Harcourt. I have not seen it. I don't think anybody in this building seen that? Send that money, any one of you. If you have, please just buzz in, just barge into my studio right now and tell me you've seen it. But as far as I know, I haven't seen it. I don't know anybody who has seen it. But here comes the other part of the conversation that people have been having for the better part of the past month or two. And yet again, it has to be asked because, you know, the Senate, you know, after reviewing that, oh, wow, okay, you know, you guys are going to do this. We didn't quite know early, you know, about 6-7 days ago, you know, sometime in December, not 6-7 days ago, right, made a unanimous resolution that the Central Bank of Nigeria should extend the deadline for the return of the old currency from January 31st to June of this year. Not the end of January, but June of this year. Now, there are pros and cons. Now, many argue that, look, this January 31st is a fantastic idea. It means it leaves less room, less time for, you know, nefarious individuals to do nefarious things to the lovely Naira notes. Now, if you extend to June, middle of the year, that means they have more time. That means people who want to perfect whatever it is they want to perfect can do so. However, close watch is being made to those in the rural areas. People in Amasoma, for example. People in Trofani, people in Agenebode, for example. You know, people in Udu, for example. People in, you know, Igboeche, who don't have a bank. In fact, I even hear that there is no banking, you know, facility in Bori. Is it Bori? Where do you have that? In what part of Ogun is that? There's a caller who said it. There's not a bank. All they have are POS attendants who go get the money from some bank in another village and come back. So imagine how those people are going to be feeling the brunt should their regular notes right now become obsolete by the end of this month, some would say is going to be standard. Now, let's say it's been done. Do you think the extension is going to cause more harm and good? Should it? Okay. All right. Let's hear from you. Oh, by the way, speaking of yes here, some Rivers residents spoke to our correspondent.
The new note's supposed to be everywhere by now. I feel that probably they're going to extend the time or something. But it doesn't make sense that deadline is 31st of January and still we are still using the old note. The old note is still in circulation. They are still giving it out. They are supposed to be giving out the new ones.
That they actually extend it or they push for the new notes to be in banks. Because if they don't do that, then everywhere will be crazy because there'll be no money in the market and all that.
Yeah, well, there'll still be money and people need to buy and sell stuff. Anyway, it's time for us to get to hear from you this morning. Please do refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it all yet, don't make unsubstantiated claim. And very importantly, do not make comments that have been seen as inciting. And do well, turn down the volume of your radio set.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So 0700923 0923 0700923 0923, that's a smart number. Drop your name and your location. You get patched through to us here in the studio. Now, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is our Facebook and Twitter handle. So you can't miss that. You should be following us at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Please, once again, when you call in, please, the first voice you hear is likely going to be a female, not Jude's voice. All right, she's going to ask you, what's your name, what's your location, and what do you want to talk about? And then you respond very quickly. That shouldn't take you more than 12 or 15 seconds. And then we'll get you into the studio, right? So please do bear with the call screeners. They're for a purpose, all right? So we can keep track of the people who call in and want to be able to at least, you know, recognize you and accord you some level of politeness when you call in, all right? Please, so please take very good advantage of the smart number, 070-0923-0923, 070-0923-0923. Very, very simple. Good morning, Jude. This is our WhatsApp page. By the way, the WhatsApp number is 0809-0304-16. Good morning, Jude. I have seen the new Naira notes here in Port Harcourt. I saw the 1,000 Naira notes, to be precise. I must admit, it is very beautiful. The banks should start dispensing it through their ATM machines instead of the old ones. The new Naira note is really beautiful. Oh, okay. I see me go, oh. Oh, yeah. New Naira note is pretty, he says. Okay, all right. Facebook and Twitter, once again, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. 923, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
All right, Jude, I think a mindfulness policy on this new Naira note may not stand. The reason is very obvious. Almost 3 weeks. It was released 17th, right?
15th of December.
Yeah, sure. And the circulation very, very poor. Mm. As we speak in the rural area, like I went to my place, Buguma, and I couldn't spot any of these. It's the old currencies that are still circulating.
Mm.
Now, I think there should be a shift in the deadline, in the January.
Okay, so what date would you prefer? Do you like June or do you want it sooner?
Okay, no, the June, as you have rightly said, the June is actually too long. The criminals that have packed this money and stored in their houses will have an opportunity here, you know. So, I think two recommendations. Yeah, they should stand by just 1 month.
Okay.
And I think it goes on the CBN to print more of the notes.
Okay.
Oh. Jude, I am also believing the bank managers. Hello?
Yes, listen to you, please.
Yeah, I'm also believing the bank managers are still also giving this thing to their special customers who do PRO, you know, within the confines of the Nigerian state.
Strong accusations there. You know, that's why I'm happy I say you believe. No evidence to that particular scenario. Barry Gideon is speaking to us from Gokana. Welcome, Barry Gideon.
Hello, Samuel.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. My name is Barry Gideon. I'm the radio governor. Jude,
yes,
in my own local government, Gokana, we don't have a bank.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're one of those persons. I remember hearing that. So there's no banking.
No bank in Gokana.
None.
No single bank. Only POS stand up everywhere in Gokana. POS. No single bank. As big as Gokana local government, we don't have a bank. So how are we going to take our money to the bank?
Have you seen the new Naira notes?
Concerning the new Naira notes, I've not seen.
Okay. All right.
Yes. But I heard that we can even produce the new Naira note ourselves, by bleach.
No, you can't do that. Let me dissuade such notions. But Barry, let me ask you.
Let them bring bango to Gokana local government. We don't have any bango.
That's not the government's job. But let me ask you, Barry Digadom. Do you think January 31st is feasible? Do you think it should be extended? And if it should be extended, by how long?
I think they should extend it maybe to December.
December?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Really?
As it stands now, even you, as an OAP, have you seen the new Naira note?
No, Mbao.
Never see now.
Mm.
So this June, I'll be July 31st, is too short.
But wait, hold on. But is it really short? Because, you know, they are saying that they want to be able to as it were, checkmate the people who remove the currency from circulation. People will go and carry the money and put under their bed, or put in GP tanks, or put in graveyards and things like that. They don't want people to do that anymore.
That's why they should produce enough so that we go around.
Okay, so if they produce enough, January 31st is fine.
June now. 31st is not good. You know, 31st, this end of this month.
Yes, it's about 4 weeks away.
Before you know now, 31st too.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Diadom. Okay. All right. Let's get to WhatsApp. And calls are coming through. Try to take a call and go and read a WhatsApp message. Okay. Here we go. So, another person here says, good morning, Jude. I have seen the new Naira note, the 1,000 Naira, but the quality is too low. Can you imagine our currency fading away? Victor, are you sure? Because I've seen on social media a lot of people being critical. Oh, the money doesn't look real. There's been some fake ones. It washes. I got to see someone who got her notes straight from the bank, right? And then she used a wet cloth. She wiped and wiped and wiped. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. All right. So once again, please make sure you get your notes from the banks. Go to the ATM. That's where you should get it. All right. Or over the counter. Okay. All right. Well, I have the new Naira notes, right? But it looks like a Snapchat filter. Yeah, cheeky people everywhere. Okay. All right. All right, 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. All right, that's where you find us on the WhatsApp end. All right, please don't call that number, by the way. Please don't call that number. All right, and then on Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, and also the Twitter.com/@NigeriaInfoPH, verified handle. You cannot miss it. All right, you cannot miss it. Follow and let's get to have your views. Now, redesign of Naira note does not have anything to do with the development of our country. Rather, we should be talking to the mindset of our political office holders, who only are after their selfish decision and interest. Many of them have used public funds to change to foreign currencies and land their properties.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back. We're talking about money and big one. Have you seen the money yet? Talking about the new Naira notes, particularly for those of you who are in Rivers State. Have you? Now, so far only about two persons, and I'm totally understanding that, you know, it's not as widespread as it likely is in Lagos and Abuja. All right. So there's a very good reason why I'm saying seen and held, because some people have been very good in particularly making a separation. And I'll read those messages very shortly. But for now, let's get back to the conversation. Now, should it be extended? Talking about the deadline to return all old notes. We're not talking about the policy of our withdrawal. We're just talking about the physical currency as a legal tender. That 500 Naira notes you have.
I think I have. Yes, sir.
So I don't have the 500 Naira notes in my pocket. I'm going to show you the old one. So, yeah. So, basically, the 500 Naira 1,200 being phased away. They wanted out. They want the newer notes in circulation. They started to go on through in several areas, but here in Port Harcourt, not so much. So, do you want the date extended, just like you know, the Senate had suggested? Push it to July, sorry, to June. Where's that? Aha, to 30th of June, 2023. But if that does happen, if the CBN does cave in, you know, the question has to be, does that defeat the purpose of checkmating people who remove currency from circulation? Remember when it was announced, return your old notes. There were so many videos of people bringing old notes, some notes that had been torn, some notes that were in bags. How many of you saw that video where they came to the bank? They had about three bags, and all the notes were old notes, looking sweet notes. Anyway, let's get to hear from you. We have Robin in HA. Robin, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Robin.
Yes, as regards the new Naira notes we are talking about, I wonder how we Nigerians, most of us, including me, we bother ourselves for those things that does not bother us, not our business. CBN is the agency saddled with responsibility to regulate money in Nigeria. And they have told Nigerians that over 80% of the money are not in the CBN vault. Where are the monies? Some of us complain about this money. Our accounts, we don't have over 20,000 in our account, including me. I'm struggling to eat once a day. So what would my 20,000 do in the bank? We hit our heads on the wall for nothing. The politicians, these men who stash this money in GP tanks and all whatnot, are not talking. And Nigerians, poor Nigerians like me, are complaining the color is this, the color is that.
No, okay, but Robin, let me ask you. Robin, let me ask you. Do you think the date should be extended? Is January 31st okay?
Why would the date be extended?
Because people are complaining that they're not seeing the new notes. Have you seen the new notes, Robin?
Why don't you see the new notes if you have the old notes to send? Why are you bothered?
That's the thing. If you can't get the new notes by 31st, that means the old notes you have will become redundant.
Good. How much do you have in your hand? Take it to the bank. You have been told, go and put your money in the bank. From the date they started.
Yes, Robin, I'm not sure you're getting the point of the other person. So you put your money in the bank, no problem. It's just 20,000, 10,000 you have. You don't see a lot of money. Fine. But the banks are not giving you the new notes.
You get the one that they are giving you to spend according to your reach, according to your need.
Okay.
Why will you carry cash and keep it in the house? You have hundreds of thousands to keep them in the house. What are you doing with them?
Good question, Robin. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. JJ is in Rumigbo. JJ, do you have 200 million in your bank account?
Bank account?
Yes.
Yes, I know.
Interesting.
Yes, I know. I have ideas that can give me that amount, but I don't have it right now.
It's okay. All right. Okay.
But being that as it may, Jude, yesterday I went to this roadside POS, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I did some transaction. I told the guy to mix up the money. This is a person when they do transaction or business. So, Jude, the guy said he has not even seen that new money before. He does transaction every day because I like to do my transaction with him. This guy said, not safe. But I was like, me, I've not even seen that money. I've not touched it. So apart from the one I see on social media, those ones, I have not seen anyone, never touched them for hand. So if you are telling me that by 31st, today's already told though.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 27 days to go.
Mm-hmm.
How many banks do we have in this country? Oh, not the way, because in River State. How much will they bring that will not go around everywhere that people will now get this money? Because whether we like it or not, people shouldn't rate themselves with other people. There are people whose transaction is like 100K. Some people, their own is just 20K. So it's just 5K and all those put together. So because you don't need it, does not mean that others don't need it. See, Jude, if you're on site and you want to pay workers, you'll not begin to transfer maybe their daily allowance. You want to begin
That's what the CBN wants. That's what it's good to have that, number one. Apart from the bulk that you carry, it saves you the stress of your security concerns. I've heard some of these site engineers who have been robbed after taking 300,000 from the bank. They're going to pay site workers. They badger them on the road. They tap them. Then the real owners now take the money.
Have you heard of the word network? Have you transferred money for 1 week? You have not gotten return and the person has not received it. Just like the way the devil is hanging looking for who to devour.
Problem.
So these are the issues. What have you done about that? I did a transaction about on the 27th of December. Up till now, it never reached yet. It's not the heaven. So what do you do? So for me, I think they should make the cash available. Even in the advanced world, people see the whole money for hand now. I saw Mario Balotelli with over £2 million in his boot. Heaven not fall now. I beg. Thank you very much.
All right, JJ. Thank you very much. 9.3. Hello, Potako. Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. John, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Clement.
Welcome, Clement.
I have seen the new Naira note, 1,000 Naira note.
Have you held it?
No, I don't need to hold it. I don't need to hold it. I have seen it. And Mr. Jude, talking about the deadline, I'm not sure I have up to 1,000 Naira in my account. So I am not bothered. And if I had like 900 million in my account, I would have been bothered, you know, that the money, I mean, that the time should be extended to even maybe June this year.
Yeah, but why should you be bothered? Why should you be bothered? Because the aim is you should be able to take your ATM card or your bank app, go anywhere and make a transfer. You don't necessarily need the cash. So even if the deadline comes and you don't have the physical cash, you should not be stranded. You should be able to carry out transactions.
And you see what people are saying. What people are saying is everybody must not transfer. Of course, the previous caller said somebody was carrying some euros in his or her boot. So that is, you see, that is the thing that people want to do. Of course, we've seen all these things now, even in advanced countries. There are people like Floyd Mayweather, for instance, pack money on his table and all that. So you want to see that. That is why I said, if I had 900 million, I would have been bothered. But now that I don't have 900 million in my account, they should quickly, in fact, tomorrow, they should start, telling us not to do it. However, Mr. Jude, network is not the reason why people should not, transfer money. Because for me, as far as I'm concerned, if you want to transfer money, you should be prepared to use the network that will send money. I have not expired. I yet to say transfer money. I've been doing business with people. It not even take 6-5 hours. At most, I get the money. At most, too. Sometimes I will be dead. I will just receive a lot. The excuse that the third day for the network is not true, Mr. Jude. It's not true.
All right, Clement, thank you very much. So you haven't seen it. We'll find out. What's the best time? 31st extension? Forum is on the line. Forum, please tell us. What's your view, please?
Good morning.
Good morning, Forum. Happy New Year.
Yeah, I just spent the money yesterday.
You spent the money in Port Harcourt?
Yes.
Ah, they're big man.
I drew money from a POS bank and I got 3 pieces of the money I drew.
You got the new notes?
Yeah, the new notes.
Okay, awesome. Okay, all right, Forum, thank you very much. 9.3, hello, Port Harcourt.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
All right, good morning. Extension or no extension?
No extension. This extension will cause us more harm. I'm surprised that people think I've not even seen the note. I'm surprised. The note to me is everywhere. In fact, I went to Bayelsa during the Yuletide and somebody was sharing this thing in bundles. 1,000 Naira notes. See, let me tell you the harm CBN want to cause under this auspices of this extension, if at all they will adhere. Don't forget, in 22nd of December, business day, that 500 million has been ordered to be printed by CBN. 500 pieces. They did not tell us which of the denomination. Now, let's be honest and be mathematical now. 500 million divided by the over 200 million Nigerians. Which means we should be having 2 pieces each. Are you seeing the problems CBN want to cause us?
Let us be honest with ourselves. The notes are available, but some banks are now working with some mortal billionaires and politicians to siphon this money to their
house. Wait, Zion, let me stop you once again. These are claims. These are allegations. Have you seen anyone? Is there any proof? Don't forget, you know, the aim of being on this platform is to be able to disseminate proper information.
Then how come the ones you have printed is not in circulation? Where is it?
Well, it's in circulation in Lagos. A lot of people in Lagos have seen it. At least a caller before you
see,
said...
See, my brother, let me be honest to you.
Mm.
If they want to stop this thing today, it is government that will do it. If they sold genuine and they told you 31st of December is the closing date to all old never know. We are talking about government. Do you know what government is about? See, government work with the spirit of light if there are sincere people there.
Okay, so
if they get a memo.
A memo. I like the fact that you say a memo. All right, so Zion, what say you? Extension 31st or
don't extend it. Those people that want to siphon it to their GP tanks, they will have the privilege to do it. Those who want to bring the fake ones, they will have the privilege to do it. In fact, they will now jam it with a new one as it's making speed. But for now, I've even seen the fake notes of this 1,000 naira.
Okay, but have you held the new notes, the original one in Port Harcourt?
I've held it. I've spent it now. That's why I'm surprised people say they have not seen. It's only the 1,000 note. I've not seen the 500. I've not seen the 200 denomination.
Okay, Gift is speaking to us. Good morning, Gift. Have you held the new notes? Have you seen it? Do you have it? Can you give it to me?
Good morning to you, Sajay.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. In fact, it was last Saturday that somebody gave two pieces of the 1,000 naira note to me.
Is it still with you?
It's still there with me. I don't laminate myself. Because somebody told me if sweat touch him or water touch him, the water, the ink will run out.
No, that's not true. That's not true. It's not
that
true.
Was on a lighter note anyway. You know, but the thing is this. I think it should be extended because the truth is that if you go to this Creek Road market, this is our address where I reside.
Yes.
A lot of traders will not accept that money from you.
Why? It's a legal tender.
Because they are not even sure that indeed say that the new Naira notes be that. So enlightenment has to go on at least over a period of time before you talk about, you know, taking out the ceiling or the roof concerning the date of... making it an illegal tender. I'm talking about the old one. And besides, when you talk about new Naira note, I don't think that Naira was redesigned. It was only recolored.
Yeah, that's still a design. It's still a design. Whether or not you saw it as one, it is a design. If you change the color of your car and put one sticker on top, it's a new design.
No, this one not be sticker now. They put any sticker.
Like I said, they changed the color, you know, and they put new security measures on it, Gift. So, yes, it really is a new design. All right, let's go to the social media platforms. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Spending the money. Have you seen the money? Should there be an extension? We want to find out from you. Okay. Now, Sarah Barry says there should be an extension of the date. I don't really know how Nigerians have offended Mr. Emefiele of the CBN. The ATM, which is also the bank, is still paying customers with the old Naira notes. So what is the CBN governor thinking right now? He should stop taking his failed political ambition to contest for the presidential elections of Nigerians. Nigerians are different from political parties that refused him the opportunity. Sarah Badi, that's a jab and a half. 93, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, please.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Yesterday, my name is Thangod, I'm calling from Pesago.
Good morning, Thangod.
Yesterday, I stopped the situation because of this new marriage. Somebody bought something, and the only money he has is only going in the current. And the woman refused to take it. So there were no parallel.
Here in Port Harcourt, he had the new currency in Port Harcourt.
Choba.
In Choba, oh, really? Interesting.
So I have to inquire. That's not the problem. It's not that I was very loud.
But then I was about something and I'm proposed with the new Naira note, the woman refused. So to solve the problem, I collected the money from the boys and they sent me the old one. That was how the stuff was. So I don't think the extension is necessary. The more you extend, more disaster and people will not accept it. More that for it to become money.
You have a point there.
That's what makes this money.
Yeah.
So now that everybody has not accepted it, we still in doubt if it is money or any kind of material. So I don't know, they should not extend it. Extension will cause more problems. So that people will learn how to see that the money that has come and will affect it instead of getting it.
Thank God. Thank you very much. Great to have heard from you this morning. WhatsApp now, 0809-030-6416. Good morning, Jude. Note the CBN withdrawal limit takes place from the 9th of January. That's true. It is from this date that the new notes would be in high circulation. The reason behind the delay in circulation of the new notes is the weekly withdrawal limit that hasn't taken effect. Believe me, from the 9th of this month, we should be having these new notes. No extension, please. Johnson in Port Harcourt says, doesn't want an extension. All right, this one here says, I think it shouldn't be extended, but I feel the way extended, Sha. Okay, all right, okay. You feel the way extended, no problem. Mike is speaking to us. Mike is in Waterlines, one of the busiest places in River State. Mike, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Yes. Okay, so I've heard a few persons said the extension is not necessary. I work in the industry, in the bank sector, and by virtue of that, I've been able to assess the notes. The 1,000 Naira note and the 500 Naira note. My experience is, try to use those notes is that when you give it to somebody, they reject it. That's the what I've seen, and they will tell you there are fake ones all over the place. In a few occasions, I have to bring out the bundle that I took from the office, from my car, you know, to convince some people to accept it. And like I told somebody was telling his neighbor not to collect from me. And I told the person, if you continue to reject it, when the deadline comes, and the fake one actually rolls into your hand, how will you know the difference? So the earlier you accept it and start looking at it, you know, the better for you.
But Mike, I need to ask you a question. So you work in the banking industry, and you already have a bundle. Mike, share for me now. What's going on? Makawai.
No. I mentioned that just for you to know.
Mike, we are meant to be friends. We are not being friendly right now.
The operation guys are also paying customers in these new currencies already. So my point is that people saying, let's extend this. It's not going to help anybody. The earlier we accept the reality of this change, the better for all of us. And those who are rejecting it now should get at least one. Have a note, one, and look at it very well. Understand all the specimens in it so that when the fake one drops in your hand, you know the difference. That's my advice.
All right, Mike in Waterlines, who has a bundle in his back pocket already. Anywho, moving on. Okay. Back to WhatsApp. The old Naira note is better than the new one. The old one is strong, thick. Why the new one is just like what will not last? If the money is available, the bank should start dispensing it. Forum in the chair. Wow, forum. Good morning, Jude. Withdrawal of old Naira notes should be extended to allow the new ones to get into the market fully and gradually phase out withdrawal of the old ones until it vanishes. That's Lady V. This one says, it should never be extended. I understand the moment they start controlling how you are going to withdraw the banks, they will pump in more new notes. If they're pumping the new notes now, they're still going to be better to change it and have the old one somehow. Okay, so when they start controlling, needs to come. All right, Papilo, not quite getting you. Miro is speaking to us more quicker. Good morning to you, Miro.
Thank you, Jude.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Jude, thank you. For me, I've not touched any one of those currencies.
Wow. Me too.
I just saw it once, but I saw it from afar. I have not touched it.
But you will touch it very soon. Don't worry. You touch it very soon.
Amen. But I'm beginning to have a feeling that MSLA has a plan. Maybe it's time to disperse these notes in stages. But I think the first stage is the political class. Those are the people that will first of all assess it. Yes, politicians have accessed it.
But that's not true. Meryl, some of our callers said they had it, two notes, three or four notes. So they are getting it.
And they are just fortunate to get one or two pieces. But trust me, politicians have accessed it. In fact, most of them, that's what they have now. They don't deal with the old notes again. So they are above us. They are more Nigerians than us. So they have accessed it.
Not possible.
And the second class might be those banks and the businessmen, top businessmen. Those are the second phases. Those are the second people that were accessed. Then later we, the common men, because for me, I've not seen it. But when you talk of extending the date, I don't think they should. Let's just get this thing done and over with. The currency issue, let's just start using it.
Mm. Okay. All right. No extension for Meryl. By the way, you are not a common person. You are not Nigerian. A Nigerian is a Nigerian. End of story. Okay. All right. Let's get here now. More messages coming through. This one says, "Hi Jude, I withdrew 200,000 naira, 1,000 naira notes from my bank before Christmas. The new notes look good and sweet to spend. No one ever rejected it. Rather, they asked me to exchange." That's Tef from Port Harcourt. All right, they asked you for an exchange. All right, final caller, 92.3, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Jude. And happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, greetings.
Yeah, my name is Comrade Litambari Sunday.
Welcome, Litambari.
From Bori.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you. The problem with we, as regards to this new Naira note, is that Nigerians have one system of condemning things when government has a good interest for the people. We use propaganda to really condemn the things that are made to pave way for us sometimes. You know, the reason why federal government came up with this idea was not just to frustrate Nigerians or to subject them into poverty. They have a vital reason to make our economy and our Naira looks very valuable. But we are condemning the Naira to the extent that the local people are even rejecting the new notes. You can see that. Instead of them to start making use of it so that they will be familiar with the original one and the fake one, let's look at the discrimination. How long can we continue in this kind of character? How long? There are many that are stuck somewhere in GP Taluk and Sokaway. Those people are finding it difficult to come up with it. But because they want it to come up so that they can be able to tackle those people who send this money, who make it very scarcely. But look at where we are. We need to learn, though. We need to learn.
Okay.
Well, no wahala. We'll get there soon. By the time the date elapsed, and we then get to it, that is when we will know the reality of federal government. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. So it shouldn't be extended. A lot of people want it done, dusted immediately. Good morning. Greetings, Jude. We need no extension. Shade, why not? All right, SG from Port Harcourt. Thank you very much. This one says, good morning, Jude. I've seen the new Naira notes, 1,000 Naira notes precisely. The CBN's reason for January 31st, I'm okay with it, but the CBN should intensify the printing rate. I can assure you that even if the date is shifted to June, it will still not be convenient for everyone. So let the 31st stand. A little inconvenience can kill us. Barnabas with that comment. Thank you very much. Let's see. So please help me tell, you know, the CBN governor that the politicians is aiming to deal with are the ones with the new Naira notes. Farmers and traders, carpenters have not even seen the new Naira note, talk less of exchanging it for the old ones. Let him take it easy with Nigerians. We are not the cause of his issues. Political, that is. Okay. All right. So people are not the cause. But once again, you need to understand the reason behind this change. And it happens very, it's standard practice all over the world. I have gone to several ATMs to withdraw the old notes, was dispensed. If they are ready to circulate a new one, they should start distributing from the ATM machines. Secondly, you should educate those in rural areas who are rejecting it, Sandy says. All right. Thank you very much, as always, for your participation in our conversations. We have another one coming up shortly, and indeed a big one later on by 11 a.m. Good morning.